Echever, it's an incredible schus to share the 5 minute words. Mamish from the Kaisel Maravi. It's schus just to be here. It's schus to share Torah here. It's schus to feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu here. Although we'll never forget, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is everywhere. It's a whole nother Torah for another time. L'maisa, you know, today in the secular world was Thanksgiving. Here in Eretz Yisrael, you maybe don't feel that as much. It's not the time now to get into the different discussions about Thanksgiving, whether it can be celebrated, it can't be celebrated, all the inyanim that are discussed. Really, when it comes down to it, whatever people do is beautiful and wonderful. It's beautiful to spend time with your mishpacha. That's definitely a good thing. But l'maisa, there's something I always had. I always had two major problems with Thanksgiving. One major problem with Thanksgiving is some of the bittul Torah that goes on. We're not going to get into that now either. My other problem with Thanksgiving was that people don't actually celebrate. And what I mean by that is that people get together and they have turkey and they have food, and I've had that many times in my life. And you have an enjoyable suda, then you're with mishpacha, which is very beautiful. But is there actual akaras hatov that's given to the Rabbono Shalom? Are we having extra kavon in our modim? Are we going around the table and saying, thank you Hashem for all that you do for me? And the emes is, it's the soyd shibisoydis of what it is to be a yid. It's to give akaras hatov. Every single morning we wake up, what's the first word out of our mouth? The very first word out of our mouth is modim. Moida ani, thank you Hashem. In fact, it's brought down, it should be ani modeh, I give thanks. What is it, moda ani? If it's ani modeh, I give thanks, the first word out of our mouth would be ani. It would be all about me and focusing on myself. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us, the first word out of our mouth, to say moda, to say thank you. We're called Yehudim. Our whole essence is hodah, to give thanks. And the truth is, it's the key to our simchas achaim, to our happiness. So many of us, unfortunately, at times feel atzus, feel sadness. But when do we feel sadness? We feel sadness when there's a chisaron, when there's something lacking. If the more we gave akaras hatov, the more we thanked Hashem for everything that we have, if we thanked Hashem for our ability to see, our ability to hear, our ability to speak, our ability, as we do, to wake up in the morning, and we'd really think about that constantly throughout the day. So yeah, we might have some nisyono, some trials and tribulations, but there's so much that I realize is good in my life, and to be so besimcha, any little chisaron wouldn't bring me down. But we take it for granted. It's exactly what Leah teaches us from that yisod of Yehuda. You know, those words that maybe Joey Newcomb's song, which was written by the Bluestein brothers, Hapam Odes Hashem. Those words are yisod shivisodos from Leah. That Leah tells us by her fourth child. She always has a Ruvain, a Shimon, a Levi, and finally Yehuda, Hapam Odes Hashem. This time I thank Hashem. What does Rashi famously tell us? Because the Nashim Tzidkanios, the Imos, they had Ruach HaKodesh, and they thought, they knew there's going to be 12 Shvatim, which is the Yesod of our Kedusha. 12 Shvatim, 4 wives. They'd have 3 children each. When they had the fourth child, when Leah had her fourth child, she said, Shenatalti Yosi Michelki. When Leah had the fourth child, she said, oh, I had more than my lot. I had more than I thought was coming my way. Hapam Odes Hashem. This time I thank Hashem. In other words, the first three she didn't thank Hashem. Why? She took it for granted. She said, that's coming my way. Hapam Odes Hashem. This is the essence of what it is to give Akaras HaTov. It's to not take it for granted. In other words, when we take something for granted, we think it's coming our way, we don't give proper Akaras HaTov. A person works and he has a job and he gets his paycheck. And his boss gives him the paycheck end of the week, every end of 2 weeks. So he might say the words thank you, but it's not with tremendous passion, with tremendous love. But when you get a bonus at the end of the year, and that wasn't necessarily something you earned, it wasn't necessarily something that was coming your way, it's tremendous Akaras HaTov. Thank you so much. That was incredible. And we have to realize everything we have is Shenatalti Yosef Michelki. Everything we have, the ability to see, the ability to hear, the ability to live, the ability to wake up in the morning, to have family, to have friends, to be able to sit here by Kaisel Maravi, Shenatalti Yosef Michelki, and give Akaras HaTov for it, and say thank you Hashem, and say Modani, and Halavai, live Thanksgiving every single day of our life. You know, modim, household, maybe just one practical etzah. Modim, bigamatria, is 100. Exactly 100. And maybe that's to remind us that we are supposed to say 100 brachos a day. Because the essence of making a bracha is Baruch Atah Hashem, as the Avodram explains, you are the source of all blessings, Hashem. It's to recognize and thank Hashem. I have a cup of water. Thank you, Hashem, for this cup of water. I have a delicious sandwich. Thank you, Hashem, for a delicious sandwich. But if we thought like that, we didn't just make a bracha very quickly because we're mechuyev to make a bracha. Baruch Atah Hashem, Baruch Atah Hashem, Baruch. But we mamish thought each time I make any bracha, it's Hakar Shatov to the Rabbanu Shalom that I have. If we stopped and thought about Baruch Atah Hashem, you are the source of all blessing, Hashem. Thank you. As you manifestate yourself in this, 100 times a day, I'm thanking Hashem. You know what my day will be? It'll be a different day. It'll be a different Simchas Chaim. Let's live Thanksgiving. You know, Thanksgiving, whatever we think about it, whatever we, however we celebrated it, as a Yid, let's live it every single day. If we live Thanksgiving every day, HaPam of the Hashem, that Pam will be 100 times a day, will be Zoyche, to be so close to Hashem, to feel all that Hashem does from us, and have all the Simchas Chaim in the world. We should all be Zoyche, Bez Hashem Yisbarach, till we're Zoyche, to feel Hashem by your side, B'giloy, with Gula Shleima, B'mheir B'meinu, and a beautiful Heilig Shabbos Kodesh. Hey, Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh.